I'm not providing any feedback on the first question because that depends very much on the individual teacher's use of technology, and there may be different circumstances that I can't really comment on. But I think that if you do apply the SAMR framework and you find that your use of technology is down at the substitution or augmentation level, then it might be a useful exercise for you to see if there are other ways to use that technology to produce some of the higher order learning skills that the technology may be able to enable. In terms of the second question, I don't think you have to exploit fully the affordances of a medium. There may be very good reasons for using technology, particularly to augment teaching. For instance, what technology often does well is to scale up teaching activities without changing the pedagogy. ex-MOOCs are a very good example of this. What they're doing is making available to very many more students what students would get in a classroom lecture. It hasn't really transformed the teaching. It's just made it much more easily accessible. I would call this augmentation. In particular, technology can provide more convenience for students. Having lectures available on demand as a recording is a good example. If you're going to have lectures, you might as well make them easily available to students, and technology can do that. So, and I think that's a good thing. In terms of whether it's a good thing to exploit fully the affordances, though, I think we should always be trying to look to see how we can use the technology in the best possible way. So, for instance, you really want to get the best bang for your buck, and using technology often has a cost, particularly in terms of the instructor's time. So if you're going to put the effort into the technology, obviously you would like to get better outcomes if you can. So I think technology on balance is best used to develop new outcomes such as high-level skills or 21st century skills that you're not getting through the standard classroom teaching.